The measures that have been put in place for people in the health service provision are that the most important is awareness that such a condition is there in the countries that are affected. That's the most important information that the health worker needs to know. Secondly, the health worker needs to know how that disease spread, and that information has been distributed to as many health workers as possible, if not all the health workers in the country. And thirdly, health workers need to know how to handle any patients, including specimens, body fluids, that will be sent for testing in case somebody is affected by the Ebola virus. And fourthly, health workers need to know the kind of protective clothing or protective gear that can help them attend to patients who would have been affected. All that information has been made available to health workers. And not only that, there are kits that have been donated to the Ministry of Health from various players, including the World Health Organization. The Zimbabwe Medical Association itself has also donated kits to help those that will be handling patients with a suspected Ebola virus so that they don't get contaminated and in the process acquire the disease themselves.
So are you saying that Zimbabwe is ready at the moment when we look at the healthcare professionals should an outbreak occur in the country?
I am convinced that as far as the authorities in Zimbabwe are concerned, I think the preparedness is there. Whether we've got the economic capacity or not, I think that's another issue.